The experiences that I've liked the most, I guess, working with students has been similar to research in general, of discovering some kind of new thing that that surprised me, or a new way of thinking about something. I don't know, let me give you an example. From fairly early at Reed, I had a student by the name of Nick Tofloro. He's now in oceanography at Oregon State. But he was very nervous about starting his senior thesis, and he came to me with a project. He said that he wanted to do what he came to call the swinging Atwood's machine, which was, you know what an Atwood's machine is, you have two masses and, hanging from a pulley, and if they're both the same mass, then they balance each other. But he wanted to study the case where you let one of them swing back and forth, and then by a kind of centrifugal effect, a lighter mass can balance a heavier mass, at least in the sense that on the average, they will not be going up or down. They may be moving around and going, bouncing up and down, but they will not, you know, the heavier mass doesn't take off completely and just pull the other one over the top. It actually, you can get a nice dynamical balancing between a lighter mass and a heavier mass. And I remember when he told me about this, my reaction was that, you know, that's probably a nice problem, but really there's not a senior thesis there. This is too trivial. You could explain this to your grandmother. But Nikki's reaction was, well, that's great. I can explain it to my grandmother, but I think that there's more to this problem. And he persuaded me that it was okay, at least as a starting point for a thesis. This was in the early days of computation, when we have only fairly primitive computers on campus, but he was interested in computation. And this thesis turned out to be an absolutely beautiful thesis, because he could hit the problem, a very minor problem, but he became the world's authority on this trivial little problem that you could explain to your grandmother. He hit it from every possible perspective. He built the machine and tested it in a laboratory. He analyzed it theoretically, which is more complicated than it sounds. And he studied it computationally, discovering that there were periodic solutions and there were also chaotic solutions. There was everything under the sun. This was when chaos was just coming in as a subject of study. And Nikki's thesis was actually one of the first studies of chaotic, detailed studies of a chaotic system. This he wrote up as a thesis. He was it was one of the most exciting theses that I've had. It established his career. He went on to graduate school and wrote a bunch of papers on more and more sophisticated treatments of the same problem. But even for his thesis, he had studied complicated structures that we get, like heart shapes, where the one of the swinging mass executes a kind of heart-shaped motion, meanwhile being balanced by this heavier mass on the other end. It was a trivial system in the sense of anybody can understand what it is, but the motions that it produces are fantastically complicated and incredibly elegant, and a certain amount can be done theoretically on it, and a whole lot computationally. Nowadays, it's a more or less trivial computational problem that you can do on a laptop, but at the time, it was much more difficult.